Tuesday night, Orla Tes Zion, Yud Zion, something. Orla Tes Zion, thank you. Orla Tes Zion, right, a full moon last night, very geschmacka full moon. So we're at the Shmaitzer Gimel, and we're at the end of Perek Tes. And we're in the last lap of Perek Tes. And the Shmaitzer is busy debunking the idea of a chazaka d'hashta, except maybe for chumra of kachum and truma. So the very last paragraph of Perek Tes, which we started last night, it's, we'll see how we go here. The last paragraph of Perek Tes. The last paragraph of my little Perek Tes. Chaynir Araya Laza, Araya to that there's no such thing as a Chazaka Dahashta. You know, the more I think I said this before, so I'll say it again. And if I didn't say it before, so I'll say it now. I understand the Shmaitzer brings rias and insists and etc. But I really see the logic of it. Because if you say, if the idea of chazok is, you know, things have a tendency not to change, I don't know if they have a tendency, bad choice of words, I take it back. That the way we deal with the suffix is that we assume no change until we know there was change. Inertia, status quo. It's not rational in terms of what, you know, because we don't know. It's still really 50-50 if there was change or not. It has, I see a mahalach going forward. Because that, when you say something didn't change, so you're talking about things going forward. To look at the now and to go backwards and say,
you're almost saying it didn't change, but it has changed. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, you're not talking about change. Time is linear. I mean, time goes forward. So you want to say the idea of chazaka is keep things in the state of the status quo and assume no change, which is a pretty, if I do say so myself, a pretty scientific way of describing chazaka. Ukmiya chazaka is a lashon haGemara. Keep things on their known state and assume no change. You know, it just doesn't work that well backwards. Now you see the thing in a certain state, assume there had been no change. It's just not. It's not really the idea of chazaka. The idea of chazaka is, you know, forward. Things don't change. Things didn't change. Assume no change. It just doesn't work as well backwards. What I'm saying is very not.
Chazaka l'shtanos works totally against.
Well, chazaka l'shtanos just says that you can't assume no change if change is built in. I'm talking about the idea of what the. The Shmaitzer brings rias from all over Shas, and it's a big, we see here, there's huge machloksim, a major paiskim, if there's such a thing as chazaka d'hashta or not. And when I'm sitting here, like, kvetching out a svara, is not really the point of the machlokes. I'm just sharing with you that even if we put aside all the rias, if we would just work with Rav Shimon Shkop type svaras, I could see why there wouldn't be a chazaka d'hashta. Because it just doesn't work as well backwards. Cheskes Mammon means leave the money where it is. You're always looking forward and you're saying, leave the situation the way it is, or assume the situation is the way it is. Okay. Anyway, getting back to the Shmaitzer who's bringing a raya.
You don't like my svara? Okay.
They could. They could. And the question is, they don't always come into conflict. They only come into conflict when they both exist. When the not every chazaka de meikara is facing a chazaka de hashka. It's only when you know there was change, which what in Lomdish terms is called a reusa. So then you're facing a chazaka de hashka. Things are a certain way now, and they were a certain way in the past. But that we know, the Shmaitza says, that when there's that clash, chazaka de meikara always wins. So my svara, even if it wouldn't be a true svara to explain the Shmaitz's view that there's no such thing as a chazaka de hashka, but maybe it's certainly enough of a svara to explain why chazaka de meikara trumps chazaka de hashka. Okay, let's learn the raya, the last paragraph. Chener raya is that midivri taisis merk based uksum asayin shom, divri amaschil elomar nachmon. Uke trei bade trei. What do you have there? You have there a shtar. And the shtar has not been validated. The shtar needs kiyum. You have to validate it in a bezdin that it's not a forgery.
But also implicit in that means that the edim are also kosher? Or
right. If the shtar is kosher, it's implicit that it's kosher and there's no side problems either.
Okay.
But the way you makayim a shtar is by validating the signatures. Then we assume the shtar is okay, and they're not relatives, and it's a kosher shtar. Okay, now, what happened is two edim came and they said, we're validating the shtar, but you should know the edim were possible. So they're believed because of what's called apesha asar or apesha hiter. The validation of the shtar is only through them. And they're saying, so they're validating the shtar, but they're saying, they're validating it from forgery, but they're saying it's possible because of other reasons, so we believe them. But if it's a validated shtar, and two edim waltz into Beis Din and say the shtar's witnesses are no good, they're not believed. That's the statement in the Brice. So the Gemara asks, why aren't you believed? It should be trey a trey, two against two. In other words, we should view the shtar as having the koach of edim, it's kosher shtar, but that power of the shtar that says it's a kosher shtar is the power of the witnesses that are in the shtar. A shtar's power is the witnesses that are in it. It's like you have witnesses in front of you, but you're not going to carry two witnesses around in your pocket your whole life. They don't fit. They don't want to be there, and you can't afford to feed them. The joke, I don't know, no one's laughing. I guess it's not so funny. You're the only one laughing. Okay, thank you. You're the teacher's pet. You laugh at the jokes. So what do you do when you can't walk around with Adim your whole life? You make a shtar. That is the concept of a shtar. You make a document, and the witnesses sign the document, and now you can walk around with the shtar in your pocket. And you're like walking around with two Adim. So when two edim waltz into Basin and they say the edim ashtar were possible, they're not believed. So the Gemara says, why aren't they believed? It should at least be two against two. Trey. The Gemara says, you know something, you're right. When we say they're not believed, we just mean we're not ripping up the shtar so fast. They're not believed, we're not going to go rip up the shtar. It's trey, and you can't take money with the shtar. But we're going to hold on to the shtar. You never know what's going to happen. We're not going to rip it up. We have a suffix, maybe it's a good shtar. And the Gemara says maybe if he grabs the money, he doesn't have to give it back, because he does have two witnesses on his side. So, okay. Now we're going to continue in the Shmaitza. The Imtomar, he's now quoting a Toisus. Ularav Nachman, who's the Baal HaMemra, who's the person in the Gemara talking, Amai Loig Magvinam Be Bishtara, why can't you collect with the shtar? Now, it gets a little, well, I don't know. Ha'asavar av nachman karavuna, b'shnei kitei edim ha'makhisha zu azu, zubav b'fnei asu me'idu, zubav b'fnei asu me'idu. What's that? When you have trey a trey, when you have this clash of two witnesses against two witnesses, one of them's a liar. One of them's lying. We know one of them's lying. All over Shas, you have trey a trey, two against two, and it looks either from the perspective, and we're stymied, we don't know what to do. Like here with the shtar, we don't know what to do, so we hold on to the shtar, we don't rip it up, or we don't collect with it. But now there's another problem by every tray of tray. You now have a set of Eidim who testified falsely in Besdin. And you don't know who it is. It's either these guys or it's these guys. Now, witnesses who testify falsely are now apostle agents from now on. They are apostle. They can't go testify in another Besdin about anything. They're apostle. They're non-kosher witnesses.
But didn't we also learn before in a previous case that if the second witnesses came and said, yes, it's their signature, but they were apostle and they were lying about the apostle, then the Eidim being apostle, but they were telling, they're still believed to telling the truth that it was their signature, it makes it a kosher star. If we find out later that the second set was Eidim Zomamim, it wasn't the total. Everything they said was
the first case, the star was never validated. The whole validation of the star is through the Eidim,
right,
who say that it's also apostle the star.
Okay.
So then they're believed. It's not two against two. Because the witnesses of the star have never really become validated. You don't know that they're there.
Mm-hmm.
You don't look at it as a kosher star. Because they said, it's not a forgery, but the witnesses in it are apostle. So that's a wash. They're believed. We're on the second case of the Braisa, where the star was validated. So you have the koach of the star of two witnesses saying, yes, good star. Then two Eidim come into Bezin and say to Eidim the star apostle. So we see that as tray of tray.
So it was validated in Bezin?
Yeah.
How can they say it's apostle?
They're saying the Eidim were craven. They were psuli Eidus.
But then they're saying the Bezin's so good also, aren't they?
The Bezin validated that it's not a forgery. Adarabba, the Chiddush is that it's called tray of tray. That is a big lumdisha inyan that we can't go into, why it's called tray of tray. Why don't you just believe the second witnesses? Because they're saying the first witnesses were apostle. So what's wrong with that? I don't want to go into that.
No, just to understand the validation of Bezdin.
The validation of Bezdin is not a forgery.
They don't check out that they're Krovin, and the validation is a forgery?
No, yeah. The only validation that's needed, a Kiyum Hashtar, is only that it's not a forgery. That these are indeed the signature of these two people. That these signatures are these two people. These two people, we assume, are kosher. Like every time two Eidim walk into Bezdin, we assume they're kosher, right?
And the second set saying that they're apostle.
The second set saying they're apostle. Now, so Tosfos asks like this. When you have tray of tray, so really each aid, there is one, each set of Eidus is in effect saying the other set of Eidus is possible to Eidus. And they can't go testify anywhere else. Right?
Neither set.
That's what they're saying, but we don't buy that because each one has a Cheskos Kashrus. So they go now and they could say Eidus anywhere in the world that they want. They'll be accepted, even if we know that they were involved in this story. So there's a suffix, maybe they're apostle. Because any two against two, there's a suffix, maybe they're apostle. So we say, no. Rav Nachman holds that we allow them to go say Eidus anywhere else because of the Cheskos Kashrus. Yeah. Focus on the Gemara. But Rav Nachman holds that kosher because of Cheskos Kashrus. Yeah. Or suffix, possible. Suffix.
So if later on they're actually proved Eidim Zomamim, what happened to the cases that they actually testified afterwards?
We work
that,
it
that
out. Yeah, we work
problem.
It out. So okay. We have a computer and we go back and we... Now, Tosfos asks the following kasha. The Shmaita doesn't bring down the Tosfos. This is the problem. There's not really a head-on collision here. They're being made that these Eidim are psulim, right? Wait. Oh. So Tosfos has the following question. why can't you be gover with the shtar? The two edim of the shtar, it's like they're being made that there was a halva. What is their edim? That there was a halva. Now the second pair of edim, I'm not saying there was no halva. They're saying they were psuli edus. Right? The trey of trey is in if they're kosher or possible. So Tosfos wants us to look at the edus that there was a halva as a new edus, and if Rav Nachman holds they can now go say an edus in any Beis Din and they'll be considered kosher because of the Cheskos Kashrus, why don't we accept their edus that there was a halva here, and that'll be with the Cheskos Kashrus, we'll listen to them that there was a halva. About that there's no trey or trey, so that's like a different edus. That there was actually a halva here. So why don't we hear that there was a halva here and allow them, that's Tosfos Kasha.
There was a halva, there's no shtar.
Why not?
There's no shtar.
Okay, but there was a halva. So why can't you collect the money? Because there's an edus that there was a halva. So Tosfos answers that because really, the whole question sounds funny to me. That's why I'm not so clear. But Tyson's answer is the reason they're kosher to go say somewhere else edus in a normal case of trey or trey is, as I said, because of cheskos kashrus. You have a something maybe that both have a cheskos kashrus. But here, there's no chazaka that they're not ketanim. In other words, there's no chazaka. No chazaka has been established yet that they're kosher edim. They were ketanim when they were born.
So that's not taking into consideration at all chazaka dahash.
So there's no chazaka. That's what Tosfos kasha is. That's what Tosfos teretz is. I'm sorry. Tosfos kasha is, why don't we look at the testimony vis-a-vis the loan, vis-a-vis the halva, as an extraneous, an extra testimony that has nothing to do with the trey or trey clash, and therefore Rav Nachman holds that they're believed in an extraneous testimony. Tosfos' answer is that the reason they're believed in an extraneous testimony is because of the cheskos kashrus, because we have a suffix if they're possible, and they have a cheskos kashrus. Here there's no cheskos kashrus in this edus, because the other witnesses are saying that they are ketanim, they were ketanim, they were born, we know that, and they were still ketanim, or they were krovim, they were born krovim. So there's no cheskos kashrus in this case. So we can't use the edim to say that there was a halva, because here there's no cheskos kashrus. That's Tosfos teretz. Now the Shmaitza takes over. Okay, let's look at it inside. V'yeshloimar, the hosom bo kalachas b'shnayatzmo v'idah mishum du makminon, because we are ma'amid each one b'cheskos kashrus. Avol hocha she'omim ketanim hayu, o krovim mishanoldu, they were krovim, they were born as krovim. Adadosh and Yisrachku, lekol meimar uki echazkayu, there's no chazok here, the baslina noisim mishanoldu. This is like we have many times, there's no cheskos kashrus if you're talking about being born with a psul. So here they're saying they were ketanim when they signed the shtar. We know that they were ketanim when they were born, so I'm saying they were never kosher. So there's no cheskos kashrus. That's Tosfos teretz. There's no cheskos kashrus here. Normally, the reason they want to be made in a different edus is because we pull out cheskos kashrus. Here, there's no cheskos kashrus because the second pair of edom are saying they were always puzzle. They never climbed out of their. They were born psul. They were born as relatives. They were born as ketanim. So.
Well, one you can actually grow, the ketanim you can grow out of, the krovim you
no,
can't.
But there's no chazaka. They started off life as ketanim. So there's never a chazaka that they were kosher. Now, back to the Shmaitza. V'ho'achshav nisrachku u'ksherim l'faneinu. Now, Tosfos says, we'll learn in a second why. Now, Tosfos says, they're saying that they were relatives, but now they're not related anymore. Right now, when they signed the shtar, they were relatives. although now they are kosher la'edus. But that means it's a chazok hashta. Right? That's the case. For as you go to Toysus, ad atosh and esrachku. Chen kos to Toysus shom di b'yamaz cholim ksav yodom yotzi b'moko macher. The atomodim shem ksherim. We'll see why in a moment, why that has to be the case. We'll explain that in a second. Akaponim, let's just zero in on the case. Toysus has a kasha, you have here a case of trey. But the trey is whether the Edom will apostle or not. But there's no trey about the halva of the star, about the Edom of the star. So then why don't you follow the Edom that there was a halva? That's Toysus' kasha. Hello? Yeah, quickly. Okay. Yeah. Don't worry about it. I'm telling you not to worry about it. I'm in the middle of giving shiur now. Don't worry about it. It'll either be unnecessary or it'll be reasonable. We'll either decide it's unnecessary. Maybe I'll ask Rabbi Spira, Yechiel Spira himself, to do a favor and to do it for nothing. Maybe I'll ask him for a favor, or maybe he'll. Okay. I'm giving shiur now. I can't talk to you. I'm telling you that it'll work out. Okay, bye. He has to pick a chas in the hall. And it's machbud. You know, he knows that we wouldn't eat there probably, even though I would, but my wife wouldn't. I don't know if I would. The restaurants are not as good, and the catering hall is like a restaurant. So he's all nervous. So he wants to hire a private mashgiach. I feel like.
But doesn't he do it here?
He would do it here.
Oh.
He would do it here. Wouldn't work out. We looked into it. I don't know. So he's all nervous. You know, he doesn't know what. You know, he's new to everything. Everything's new by him. Everything's just. He doesn't know. It's like, don't worry. Like, what would be so terrible if I went to a chasson and I didn't eat there? Like, big deal. They're going to have Pepsi Max. They're going to have Coke. Like, so you don't eat. Like, big deal. Big deal. Like, it'll work out. She wants a higher private whiskey. Machtbud, you know. When my wife's not looking, I can eat. Like, there's a lot of. But you know, he's engaged 10 days ago. He doesn't have a date. He got some, because she's an accountant. It's everything by ours. Slow and deliberate, and everything has to be just so. Really, I see that. He's in for some life.
I have a double degree in computers and accounting.
it's a shtickle good shiddah, because he's very spontaneous and very excitable and very enthusiastic. And usually, you know, she is an accountant. She has, mommy has an accountant's mentality. Like, he was ready to get engaged after 2 dates. It was 20
she's
days.
Still counting she's the accountant. Beans. Bean
she's bean counting. Yeah, he knows that. He's very aware of that. And you know, it's a shame. It'll be a good shame. But he's very aware of something. So if they can get a hall, just take the hall. Take it. Okay, so Toysus asks Akasha, why don't we have an Eidus on the Halva? Why don't we look at that as an Eidus on an extraneous thing? Just like whenever you have trade, the Eidus can go tomorrow and talk about whatever Eidus they want. So why don't we allow them to talk about the Halva, since the clash of the trade is not about the Halva? Toysus' answer is, it's a funny question. But let's leave it, because the Shemaitre's point is regarding Tosfos Teretz. Tosfos Torah says the reason they could go now talk about any edus they want is because of Cheskas Kashrus. And in this case, there's no Cheskas Kashrus because the second pair of Edom are saying, you guys were Ketanim. They're saying you were relatives. So that's all, you were born that way, right? When we have a something, if a woman was born a Chalola, we don't have a Cheskas Kashrus. Because she was born that way, so there was never a Chazaka established. So that's Tosfos Teretz. The Shmaitzer picks up on a certain...
Yeah, but the fact that they were also saying that they were not born inside the time star.
Yeah.
They were over inside the star when they were done.
Yeah, so that's what the star is possible. But the star is, so to speak... Right, but that's trade to trade.
Not just that they were Ketan, but also if they signed the star when they were Ketan, they weren't kosher, so they did have a Cheskas Kashrus.
I don't know what you... No, that's not what's being said. What's being said is that the star is puzzled because they were Ketan. And Ketan can't be witnesses. You want to turn it around and say they signed when they were Ketan, so they're Rishoyim. And that's why they're... No, they're Ketan. That's puzzled the star, they were Ketan. There's no Cheskas Kashrus. Now, the Shmaitzer picks up on a quirk in Tosfos' description of the case. See, it's much easier to learn Shmaitzer if you know Shas. Tosfos says that the second pair of Edim are saying that you used to be relatives, but you're not anymore. Now, why Tosfos says that is a whole nother discussion. The Shmaitzer does not talk about that. I will tell you it, because it's the elephant in the room. But meanwhile, the Shmaitzer is picking up the ball and running with it. He's saying, whoa, wait a second. Now they're kosher, so then we have a chazaka dahashta that they're kosher. So what are you telling me there's no chazaka that they're kosher for?
But how can the Shmaitzer say that if he doesn't believe in the chazaka dahashta?
That's what he's proving. That's his kasha. His kasha, since the case happens to be for an unrelated reason. The case happens to be that they were krovim. That's why Tosfos said there's no chazaka to make kara.
Okay.
Because he's saying you were born krovim. You were born ketanim, right? They think you were ketanim, you were krovim. Obviously, they were born that way. So there's no chazaka. Tosfos, for unrelated reasons, says, you are Krovim, although now you are not Krovim anymore. There's a reason Tosfos says that. We're going to learn the reason, not even tonight anymore, I don't think. But the Shmaitzer cares about that. He says, whoa, stop, what did you just say? They're kosher now, so you do have a chazaka. You have a chazaka dahashta, that they're kosher. So he says, oh, no such thing as chazaka dahashta. For Achshav, let's learn inside. Mamish, the last few lines of the perek. That's what Tosfos says. Now they are not krovim anymore. That, again, unrelated reasons. And if you say by a tray, you go by the chazaka dahashta, so you can go with chazaka dahashta. The atomodim shehen ksherim, the imlokein amai ene amonim. That's the unrelated reason I told you about. That the second, again, I don't want to go into it now. It's not the right time. But akupon, that's the case. The inema, let's finish the parak. The inema, the betrayer treyaz linan baser hashda, imken kiven de lofanenu ksherim zil baser hashda ela muchach. So you see from here. Not even Chazaka Dahashta, even if there would be such a thing as Chazaka Dahashta. We got Marit, Eshiv, Al-Soros, Rambo, Dios, Radifa, Kocha, the Chazaka, the Meikorim, and Chazaka Dahashta. Okay. Now, in the remaining few minutes, so good. That's the end of the parak. We'll go on to the next parak tomorrow, believe that. Now, what is this unrelated reason? Really, the whole sugya there, the whole Tosfos, everything is weird. Let's say you have live people in a Besdin saying testimony, and two other witnesses come in and say these guys are posel eidos, they're gazlonim. We saw in another Bezdin, it was Paskin that they're robbers and they're posel eidos. So the second pair of eidim are believed. We don't call that tray a tray. If the first people insist, no, we're kosher. So we say, sorry fellas, you can't say eidos on yourself that you're kosher. So we have the second pair of eidim saying you're posel. So there's not even a chiddush of hazama. See, hazama is a chiddush, of course, that's tray, really, hazama. But here, with the second pair of eidim say, you guys are posel eidim, right?
They would posel the other eidim?
What?
They would posel the other eidim?
If the two pair of eidim come in and say, you guys are posel.
And they give eidim on the other eidim that they posel.
Who's that? Too many pronouns. And the first pair in first turn pair. Say the second pair posel. That's very nice, but it's probably too late. It would be an interesting case, but it would be too late. Because the second pair talked first, so they're already puzzled. It's like I could fire the board, and the board could fire me. So if we ever got into a fight, it would just be a question of who fired who first. Because I have total shlita on all shulinyanim. I'm on top of the pyramid. And except that I made an exception, except that they could fire me. I don't want to have a lifetime job. They should be able to fire me. But since I'm on top of everything, I could fire them. So if we ever got into a fight, it would just be a question. But I would always win. I would always win because they would have to meet and have a quorum and vote. And I just have to say, I'm firing the board. No, I'm dissolving the board. So I guess I would always win the race. But if I was sleeping or something, and they met, and they fired me, then I would be. So it's a question of who talks first. So why is this different? What's going on? The second pair of Eidim are coming, and they're saying that the Eidei Hashtar apostle, and all of a sudden you're calling that tray a tray. Because the Shtar is like, I'm kosher. Like, so there's a lumdus here, Rabbi Chanan says the lumdus. See, that would be true if they would be saying you apostle and you're still apostle. You are apostle now. Then the eidos would be you guys apostle. And if the eidos is on you guys apostle, then the first guys can't answer we are kosher, because you can't say eidos about yourself. So it wouldn't say trey or trey. The lumdus of saying you are now kosher, you are apostle, is that we're only talking about the shtar. We're not talking about you. We're saying the shtar is puzzle, not you are puzzle. Right. And that's why it's tray a tray. You got it. The eidei hashtar, the power of the shtar pulsates with the power that it's kosher. It's a kosher shtar. But you know what? Let me say it first. Really. This is Rabbi Chanan. That's his point. If they say you guys are still puzzle, you were puzzle, you were ktanim and you're still ktanim, you were gazlonim and you're still gazlonim, you were krivim and you're still krivim, then the eidus is on the eidim, not on the shtar. If it's on the eidim, the second guys always win, because they're saying, because that's the din. The second pair of eidim, they say the first guys are puzzle, are believed, and the first guys can't protest and say, no, it's tray or tray, because we're saying we're kosher. Because you can't say eidus on yourself. But if this eidus is on the shtar, then the second pair of eidim are not saying on the eidim, they're saying on the shtar. The shtar is posel. And the shtar is pulsating with, has the koach of a shtar, and the shtar is like two witnesses saying, I'm kosher, so that's why it's tray or tray. That's why Tyson says what he says. But that's a total side point, and the lumdus, when you're learning that Gemara, this is a question that comes up, and this is the answer, and you have to explain, there's eidus on the eidim and eidus on the shtar. It's different ramifications. But getting back to what the Shmaitzer does with it, Shmaitzer picks up on just the reality that they're saying you're kosher now. So l'chore we have a chazaka d'hashta. So if you have a tray of tray sofek, and you have a chazaka d'hashta, you see you don't follow the chazaka d'hashta. Okay. Tomorrow we'll go on.